sweet child of mine on a Tuesday. Doug and Joe show. Joe, if you could. Joe, give us your perfect weight for a female. Who you would find attractive weight-wise?
Oh, I mean, don't ask me that.
Come on.
You know what I like. And when you call me out, you do it because you want to make people mad at me.
No, I don't. And no one is going to get mad at you. People like what they like. And anyone who doesn't like your opinion is entitled to mine. They're not going to get mad at you.
What is my preference on a woman's weight matter?
I want to share something really cool that Target is doing. Believe me, there's a point to this.
Well, I like them athletic. You know that.
What's athletic? Height and weight. Give us an idea. Give us a range.
And say 5'7", 120.
Good God! Oh! My God.
What?
Well, why do you want a woman that frail? So you could hook her up to a respirator?
Oh, God. See what I'm saying, man? Every time I answer one of your dumb questions, honestly, you tease me and say I like the anorexic chicks. And I like the girls clinging to life.
5'7", 120, knock, knock.
Who's there?
The chick's kneecaps that you just described.
Oh, God, that's stupid.
That is knock-kneed and frail.
I like women, thinner women, okay? I can't help it. Actually, see what my wife looks like, and I like them thin.
Here's the thing, though. Actually, you like women, believe it or not, according to the BMI index, who are thin but healthy. And I brought this up because I wanted to see what doctors say now is normal, overweight, or obese. For people, for women, okay? 4'10", if you're that high or tall, 91 to 118 is normal. Overweight is 119 to 142. Obese at 4'10" is 143 to 186. Now we go down to you. What'd you say? 5'7", 120?
Yeah, around there, you know.
Wow.
They get a little shorter. A little shorter and a little less.
Okay, so what do you want to do? We'll do 5'7".
Okay.
5'7" for normal is 121 to 158.
There you go.
So teetering on unhealthy with the 120, 5'7". Overweight would be 159, 190, and obese would be 191 to 249 at a person or woman that's 5'7".
Okay.
So you're kind of right in the wheelhouse. I mean, preferably. For you.
Do you know what the deal is, though? I think back in the day, it would have been perfect for me and you. We'd have made the perfect Top Gun team.
Stop it.
No, hear me out on it, because I like them thinner, and dog, you like them beefy. Big beef girls.
I like a solid woman with a sturdy foundation. That's what I like.
You want a woman you can take out to dinner twice in one night.
That is not true. You want a woman who throws up her dinner twice in one night. Joe likes barf breath.
Oh, no, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't want a bulimic.
You do, too.
No.
A chick, Joe likes them so skinny that when you hold their hands, their fingers snap like uncooked spaghetti.
That's stupid. You want a chick that eats all of her spaghetti and then eats yours.
And, you forgot this, and orders dessert. Yes, I love it. When a chick's sitting across from you, you can hear the woman breathing. You can hear her just, because it shows me they're alive.
Really?
Yes.
Breathing or laboring?
One of the same.
Okay.
I do. I like a little more meat on the bones. And the reason we bring that up, the reason I asked you, Joe, is because Target, doing something very kick-ass to show off their new line of swimsuit styles for summer, what you're going to see if you go to Target.com, you're going to see bright, vibrant images throughout their marketing campaign, all meant to inspire the guest to have fun while rocking their favorite swimsuit. Something you won't see? No reshaping. No airbrushing. All they're going to show you is the real, natural woman. Some have rolls, some have cellulite, some have bellies. And what they're doing is building on a strong foundation that they started last year with their campaign, celebrating women and encouraging them to embrace the beauty of their own bodies. Kudos, Target.
Well, I think that's okay. That's a nice image for Target to be putting out. I like to see when bigger stores get behind being nice to people.
I think there needs to be bigger stores for bigger women, meaning wider doors.
Oh,
and bigger chairs
loud.
At the food court with
really?
Bigger sizes. Absolutely. That's, and I'm not even kidding about
no,
that.
I think no one here doubts that one bit.
And what they have is swimsuits ranging from $15 to $50. Most pieces, though, under $25 if you go to Target's website.
Makes them affordable, too.
Yeah. And I want to show you. Just look at this picture. Look at this picture right there.
I'd rather not.
I know exactly, and I think Dana should post this online, I know exactly which woman Joe would pick, and I think you know exactly which woman I would pick.
Now, legitimately, what's wrong with that? Knowing which one of us would be. That's why I'm telling you we'd make a perfect Top Gun team, because immediately we walk into a bar as two single men, and there are women that look just like this. There's no discussion between you and I as to which one we're going to find attractive.
And when, Joe, you say Top Gun so people know, that's like the wingman scenario.
Yeah, I feel the need for speed.
I would be Tom Cruise. I would be Maverick.
I'm not Goose.
Yeah, you're Goose. You are Goose.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Dana?
I think we all know I'm Goose, but I don't want to be.
Dana, who would be Goose and Maverick? In our wingman Top Gun scenario, Joe's Goose.
Which one's Val Kilmer and which one's Tom Cruise again?
No, it's not.
No, that's Iceman.
Oh, Iceman. Yeah.
What is Goose's?
Iceman.
Goose is Anthony Michael Edwards or whatever. Yes.
Okay.
And he dies. He was married to Meg Ryan.
And then Maverick is Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Yeah.
Goose gets hit by the cockpit lid when they eject.
Yeah, and he dies and all that. So who's Tom Cruise? Who's Goose? Who's Maverick? Joe's Goose, huh?
Yeah.
You're Goose.
Sorry, Joe.
You know what? Somebody got to pilot the plane. Somebody got to be the gunner.
Yeah. Duck, duck. You're Goose.
Oh, that's stupid. That's what I'd have on my helmet. Seriously. If you start on the side, duck, duck, Goose.
Hello, ladies. I'm coming out tonight, and you can run from me, but you can't hide because you'll trip and fall and snap your legs. You're so skinny and weak.
They did it wrong. They should have been duck, duck, Goose, and you should have been hot potato.
Stupid. That is so stupid. Hey, what about Humpty Dumpty? And Dana could have been Little Red Riding Hood. You ruined it. I think it's cool. I mean, Ashley Graham, she started this thing.
Is that for Target right there?
No, that's not Ashley Graham.
Oh.
But, I mean, kudos to Target. Kudos to Ashley Graham. Good for all the women out there who are a little bottom heavy and not embarrassed to show it. Today's modeling is starting to transform and move in that direction where normal chicks that you see on the street are the ones wearing the clothes and selling the makeup and getting on the runway. And, hey, okay, the runway's reinforced. So what? Get them out there. That's what I want to see. It's about time.
I don't have any problem with stores catering to different kinds of women. I just want people to know that it's not anyone's problem to like different sizes of women.
Yeah, I'm not bagging you on for that. I mean, you know, if you want a chick that's, you know, there it is.
Here it comes.
You know, she can't even hide behind a telephone pole.
That is not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean,
athletic.
You want a chick that can hide behind a car antenna.
Really?
You like them so frail.
That's frail.
I don't you also like chest bones that protrude out further than actual chest?
Well, if I had my choice. Yeah. I mean, give me some ribs. I want to see rib bones.
Yeah, you go in to give her a hug and you just hear, it sounds like, what do you call that stuff? Packing wrap, bubble wrap.
Oh, God, nobody wants their girls that skinny.
No, I think it's good, though, that Target's doing that. And you watch, you're going to see all these stores and all these people, the Ashley Grahams of the world, they're really going to start popping out. And the women are going to get bigger, or I should say, more normal. And I think that's cool. Dana, post this up. And can you post this up? Because this photo we're using here, you could go through every photo here and you could put Dog and Joe above the women that we like, and it's night and day.
Let me ask you a question, though.
Yeah.
Has that woman been photoshopped on her leg, on her left leg?
I don't think so.
Look at her left leg. Her left leg looks like it was photoshopped to be skinnier than the right.
I
don't know why they would have done that.
I don't know if this is an actual picture from Target's messaging or
but
if this
does
is just
look it though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I wish I could see the photo because I could tell you in like 5 seconds if it was.
Because that's the thing. I don't.
When
want,
you bring it up, Dana, check it.
I don't want photoshopping. I don't want airbrushing.
No, there should, if you're going to give a line of clothing to women that are of bigger size or what we'll call the normal American size, then don't Photoshop them.
No. I mean, if you put spandex or yoga pants on and it looks like Saran wrap stretched over a basket of berries.
Come on.
Rock it.
It was going in a good direction.
That's a great direction. Coming up, we got more cash. Plus, we got to get 93 minutes non-stop rolling. Hold on.